RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Even though it was a morning round, it actually started to get pretty firm already, which is a sign that they want this golf course rolling by tomorrow and Sunday. So I'm excited for the test and challenge, and I think it's going to continue to evolve, especially with the conditions being as hot as they are. And if the wind picks up, it's going to be diabolical.
Bryson DeChambeau in the final group today, along with Ludwig Aubert. DeChambeau, one shot back.
I think that's a good pairing, by the way.
I like it.
Aubert and him?
Yes. Aubert almost didn't miss a fairway yesterday.
He's awesome.
He was amazing. First in statistically in fairways hit, first statistically in greens and regulation. No surprise, he's winning.
How cool was it? He said, I'm still like trying to, still pinching myself that I'm out here with the guys I grew up watching on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's cool. Like, and he looks like the Terminator out there.
Yeah, he just got out of college.
He's a year ago, he's just getting out of Texas Tech.
He doesn't look phased, though, ever.
Oh.
Like,
he reminds me of Couples, the way he kind of struts around a little bit and nothing bothers him. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks unfazed. He just, yep, I'm going to go about my business.
Yep.
And he seems to be enjoying it, but focused. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's a very mature mentality for a guy that just is so young and playing in his third major ever. I mean.
And he contended at the Masters. Yeah.
He was second. Yeah. Second at the Masters. Yeah. He is obviously off to a great start to his career. But, I mean, to be sixth in the world already.
That's hard to do any game.
To jump up that fast. I mean, he was fifth at the Memorial, 10th at the RBC Heritage, 2nd at the Masters, we mentioned that, 8th at the Players, 2nd at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, tied for 9th at the Farmers Insurance Open. So he's had a really good year,
Kevin. That's a good year.
He hasn't won, but the RSM Classic, he did win, but I mean, the events of this calendar year, he's been right on the doorstep. So if he won this week, I know...
He also won in Europe, by the way, and was on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, I remember when he went on the Ryder Cup team. I hadn't even heard of him. I'm like, who's this guy they picked for the Ryder Cup team?
It was controversial. He won like 2 weeks before the Ryder Cup. He won and then was picked, or picked, then won. Then he wins the Ryder Cup, then wins the RSM. I was at the RSM. I covered him, his rounds, and it was just phenomenal to watch.
He's half Terminator, half Freddy Couples out there.
Yeah, yeah. He was just a joy to watch. Yeah. And this is a guy who's it wouldn't shock anyone if he wins this week.
Not his peers, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Some guys had start. He reminds me of Rahm when he came out. Like, we knew Rahm was going to be a major champion coming out of college golf, and you've got that feel with Aubert.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's just inevitable, about to happen sooner than later.
By the way, how unfortunate is for Rahm? Like, it's a foot infection.
Is that what he got?
Yeah, yeah. Right. He had a cut between his pinky toe and his other toe, and it got infected.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Sabres and their Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
run.
Well, yes. Yeah. He got McKeed.
Yeah.
I heard Jay on the station the other day. I was just thinking about that. I still remember walking out of the arena. I said, "All right, let's get him tomorrow, Jay." And then waking up to a text in the morning, Jay's in the hospital with an infection. What?
Yeah, that was awful. I remember it too well.
Yeah. as we get around Stanley Cup finals time, we sit here and like, oh, this many years ago, this game, like, you know.
It's all 25 years ago is the problem.
The Jason Woolley goal. Of course, we know the Brett Hull goal that was no goal. Now that Lindy's back, we can, you know, you get a little thought about him every single time. But
by the way, I think we had a schedule change with Kearney
okay.
For the day for him. So
okay. So we may not have him.
We may not have Kearney.
Okay. Hopefully we'll get in touch with him.
Which is going to cost him dinner. That's on the road.
That is going to cost him dinner, for sure.
And you like nice places.
Yeah. Well, so does he. He usually picks out the wine. It's usually a good bottle. Okay.
Tee to Green live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks for being with us. Hour number two, as we talked plenty on the U.S. Open. We talked putting earlier in the show with Dylan Hayes here from Pendleton Creek and Jeff Mitas. So if you want some thoughts on putting from two experts.
Isn't it fun to watch the putting this week? I mean, I really enjoy watching these guys. I mean, they got to even just grind on the four-footers like you don't on a regular week. And just the creativity and the pace control and where's the pin and all the things that go into a great tournament that the putting greens, I think, make a lot of it.
Two things we haven't talked about yet with this U.S. Open. One, it goes with the putting. That's the grain. The other one is Tiger.
Yeah.
All right. But so let's first start with the grain. So
it's very visible on the TV.
Yes. So not only putting with the grain, into the grain, against the grain, the chipping too. It's a different style. You got to kind of stab it, like, is it, you cannot bring the club through on those closely mown areas, that Bermuda grass.
Into the grain?
Into the grain. It's such a completely different style, and I think that's the most underappreciated thing on the PGA Tour, week in and week out, is the different grass types that the players are playing.
I also think it's the underappreciated how amazing their short games are. These shots just look so brutally difficult, and then you combine it. You're off a tight lie into the green, no green to work with, you 13.5 on the stimp meter, and you're pitching it over a bunker, and the clean contact, the loft, the distance control. Every week, you know, they're very good around the short games. Every time there's a major, that's when I really notice how they separate themselves with how great their short games are.
When you play down on Bermuda grass, whether it be in Florida, you know, down south they have it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had a lesson or, you know, watch a YouTube lesson on how to read the grain, because it's, you know, if you're putting into the grain, you have to hit the ball. If it's down grain, you don't have to put much on it.
And it affects the break because the ball wants to roll with. So when you're watching it on TV, the lights, if it looks shiny, that's the down grain. So that's the fast angle. If it's dark, that's into the grain, and it does grab the ball. I mean, even though they're 13.5, there's still much more friction on the golf ball when you're heading
and
up into the grain.
You usually look at the hole, like the grass is growing
right around the hole.
Right around the hole.
Slant
one
way or the other.
It's a little brown spot on one side. That's how you know.
Well, I also know, too,
that we don't have grain around here.
No,
just
we
so
don't.
You know. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Bent grass for the most part up here.
I was listening, too, about them say that, and maybe it was Bryson, that putting at 8 a.m. versus putting at 5 p.m. also, too, the grass might be just a tad longer. It may have grown during the day, and that can also be a tad bumpier. So sometimes in terms of the pace you may want to change, it could be different. Whereas if you're out there and you're one of the early groups, you know it's going to be perfectly smooth. The grass hasn't, you know, maybe even it's a tad quicker, too.
Yeah, well, the morning's nice because a lot, as you say, the greens are smooth. So you love to get those morning times because you know you'll get that pure roll. And there tends to be a tiny bit more moisture. Super hot there this week. That's controllable, though, because they can syringe those greens and maintain those greens. They'll be able to keep them where they want them. If they have outside factors like too much wind or downpours, that's when the greens kind of get a little more difficult to maintain. They shouldn't have a problem this week keeping them where they want them. I'm sure they'll be blistering fast and everything else and firming up, and they're going to try to have a target score, and it's based mainly on what the greens are doing.
Which, just their history, though, do we trust them?
No. Well, they've tried to go the other way.
Yeah.
You know, they've tried to, Shinnecock, where it was
Aaron
a joke?
Hill, yeah, Shinnecock, where it was.
Shinnecock was the worst.
It was a joke, almost.
They
were
syringing in between shots.
Which, in concept, is, you don't want to be doing that during a tournament round. Yes.
Because that changes, obviously, for each group coming through. But
exactly.
It was 2004. That was the year I went. That was when Goosen beat Mickelson. But I remember.
What was it, 17th hole?
It was, I don't remember. It was a par three, though.
Par three, right.
I remember. And no matter where the ball landed in, it just would not stay.
Yes.
And the in-between groups, they were out. As soon as the last guy put it out, the hose came out, and they were going on it. And just, it was a bad scene.
It's embarrassing for the setup.
Well, and also there, just, you're for those that don't know Shinnecock, it's way out on Long Island. It's right near the ocean, so it's super windy, so the ball wasn't holding, at least because of that either. So it was a mess. It got out of hand, and I know
this week, yellow on TV, you know they're
in trouble.
Yes,
they're in trouble.
I don't think they ever want that to happen again. I think they're going to push it as close as they can, but they won't let it. They'd be fools to let it get that bad again. I'm pretty sure they won't.
It seems like some of the players are saying that the greens, in terms of shots coming in, they're soft enough. They are receptive enough that they
grab that first bounce. They get that first little bite.
In that sense, I mean, that ultimately is what you want. Like Kevin, like you said, I think to start the show, is a good shot still going to be rewarded? If the shot's a little off, well, and then it runs off, well, that's part of the U.S. Open. But when you hit a great shot, you still should be rewarded for that.
I'm watching the first round in Schauffele on hole 6, par 3. Excuse me, I got a cough here. We don't have a cough button. We gotta work on that. Anyhow, he hits a shot that landed it was 220 yards, the par 3. It lands front of the green, hole location's middle left. It skips up and then just keeps going and goes off the back. And that's all. Scheffler got up there and played it way to the right, just to stay on. Stay on the green, because Schauffele hit a beautiful looking golf shot that was short of the hole, and it slightly released, and then he was off the back in trouble.
Yeah, and that's going to happen, and that'll happen anywhere, anytime, almost, but not obviously way more at an event like this where everything's firm, and with the heat this week. Like we were talking in the first segment, it's supposed to be a grind. It's going to be a grind. And how you react to it is a big part of it, too. How do you handle when something really bad happens? How do you handle you hit a good shot and you end up making double?
Do you have a favorite hole that you've seen thus far?
Not yet. I've enjoyed watching the golf course, though. I don't know if I have a favorite hole. I like the atmosphere and the surrounds and the way the course is set up and then the natural and the kind of burned out look of it. And I know the neighborhood. I've never played there, but I played around there and I know the type of topography it is. And
you've
it's a beautiful
played too,
spot.
I've played,
Kevin?
I've played it. Yeah.
And you played a couple of the other ones too, or no?
Yes.
It's a great complex. Obviously,
it's an unbelievable golf trip, and just the whole feel of it is. It's amazing.
Is it probably the best place to play? One of the best regions?
Yeah, without question. Yeah. Question.
More.
I played 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. Did I play 6? Maybe not, but yeah, I've mostly played them all.
So the county that Pinehurst is in, it's Moore County, has more golf courses per capita than any other county in the United States.
I believe it, yeah.
So that area definitely is one that, has a love for golf and Pinehurst.
And there are other places there, too. Pine Needles, Mid Pines is there.
Yeah, Mid Pines.
Southern Pines is there. The Dormy Club, which I've played, is incredible.
Where haven't you played?
Jeez, Kevin. Good job for you.
Augusta National.
I'll get you out there.
Pinehurst, though, if you like it, that's good news because the USGA is going to be here a ton.
Their headquarters is there now.
Yeah, they've made it now what they call one of their anchor sites. But the Open was there in 99. That, of course, the famous Payne Stewart moment, the statue that's there. Then it was there again in 2005. Do we remember who won then?
Wait a second. 2005, U.S. Open was
Keimer?
Pinehurst?
Not Keimer.
Keimer was 2014.
Campbell. Was it Michael
Campbell?
It was
Michael Campbell. That's definitely the lesser
Payne Stewart,
name.
Michael Campbell, Martin Keimer, right?
That's right, in that order, yep. And Campbell,
there's no statue for Campbell, by
no,
the way.
I believe, and I don't think we've had a lesser, I guess, name win since, so maybe the stat still holds. I feel like last year, I remember this, seeing that only Ben Curtis had a lower world ranking.
Ben Curtis.
I remember that one.
Only Ben Curtis had a lower world ranking when the guy won their first major. Campbell was 100 and whatever in the world. I know Ben Curtis was even lower.
Curtis has won after winning.
But Curtis has had a better career than Michael Campbell.
Yes.
I mean, for what it's worth, yes. Those two, if you're going to stack them head-to-head, Curtis has the better career. But at the time, I think Curtis still has the lowest ranking for anybody to win a major.
And I still like the part of the U.S. Open that you see the qualifiers that got in.
There's a teacher.
I know. I love it.
Imagine a teacher getting time off from work. How'd they pull that off?
It's called personal day.
That's right.
Staff development day.
And then they got Adam Scott in the event, and now he's playing well. He's up near the lead. So
His record streak of majors.
He's still 100 or something behind Jack or something crazy like Jack had. 30
consecutive
years.
In
yeah,
a row
never missed
played.
Yeah,
I, you know, Pioneer's number two. So if you're going on a golf trip, I recommend you go. You got to stay, you know, one of their properties. It's not a inexpensive endeavor.
I wouldn't think
to go and do it, but I will tell you, it is worth it. You walk with the caddies, it's secluded. It's kind of secluded. You're at this resort with all these other courses. You don't feel like you see another course.
There's no highways buzzing by. And,
yeah,
you know.
No, it's just, by number, like hole one and two, yeah, you're kind of like a little main road. But again, you don't feel it. You don't feel it.
Just a walk in the woods.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I want to mention one more thing about that 05 win for Campbell. He beat Woods. Tiger finished second that year. But you know who had the lead going into the final round? Was Retief Goosen. Goosen
would have been three in a row.
Would have won three in a 5-year span. Wow. He won 01, 04. That was the Shinnecock year at 04.
Right.
And then he would have won again in 05. I mean, when we think about U.S. Open history and the greats, I mean,
I guess, forget about him.
Forget about Retief Goosen. He went into the final round of 05 with the lead. He could have won three in a 5-year span.
I bet you I'll name a 2-time winner that you probably forgot about, Lee Jansen.
That's right. Won it twice. Jansen won it in 93 and 98. And Payne Stewart, of course, has won it twice, and he's gotten a lot of love. I mean,
Curtis Strange back-to-back years, right?
Yes.
88 and 89. One of those at Oak Hill.
Right.
The second one was at Oak Hill.
Yeah. When I think about the U.S. Open, for me, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that go into my head. I think about Father's Day weekend. I think about maybe I'll even think of Mickelson being stymied and not winning one, and some of the I was at 06 Wingfoot, standing in the back on 18, and with binoculars watching Mickelson hit his ball, and I remember turning my binoculars to watch the ball, and then I lost it in the trees. It ended up going off the scoring tent, of course, there. And
that seemed improbable, right? I mean, like, that was Phil's to lose, and he lost it.
Yep. And who won? Who
Jeff
snuck
Ogilvie.
In?
Jeff Ogilvie.
Right.
Yes.
There's another name I haven't heard in a while.
Yep. I also think of Dustin Johnson at out west there. You played the course out in Seattle.
Chambers Bay. When he
the
lost
eagle putt,
it.
The eagle putt.
And
to
he
win.
Three-putted.
And he three-putted, and Jordan Spieth ended up being
Spieth ended up winning. Yeah.
And you think of Dustin Johnson mishaps, and you think of PGA Championship at Whistling Straits.
Mm-hmm. That was up there with it.
The little bunker.
Where he
you remember won that
grounded one? The club. Was that Keimer?
That was Keimer.
In a playoff, right?
Keimer.
Was over Singh?
No, it was Bubba Watson.
It was over
it?
Bubba.
It was over Bubba Watson at Whistling Straits. But, like, just some errors, or Dustin Johnson, you could argue, have four majors.
And he seems a million miles away from that now, though.
You know, I want to go, the Chambers Bay one, you know, like he was widely criticized for the three-putt there because he ran it well past the hole on the eagle putt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a downhiller. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, probably tried to make it.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, he wasn't two-putting for a playoff with Jordan Spieth. He was trying to make the putt to win the U.S. Open.
Yep.
You got a chance to win it, you try and win it.
And he may not have hit his best shot, too. You know what? Hey, maybe he got a little high. It happens. Yeah, he was trying to win. Yeah.
DJ, by the way, you want to talk about bouncing back, won the next year at Oakmont in 2016.
Oakmont, right.
So, you know, to be able to kind of just put that aside, and that maybe goes with DJ's mentality, right? He doesn't let bad golf get to him or a bad moment. I shouldn't say bad golf. He finished second. I mean, he didn't let that bad moment get to him. He came right back and won the next year at Oakmont.
How about in his other major, the Masters? That was the one played in November.
That's right.
Because of COVID.
He had the record scoring there that year at that time, yes.
And the there's been some comments about, well, the course normally isn't set up. You can't set that course up in November the way you can set it up in April.
Absolutely not.
Which led to the lowest scoring.
Correct, yeah. And Augusta has acknowledged that,
yes.
That they weren't happy how that came out.
I'm sure DJ does not care a bit.
They still give him the jacket.
He still
gets to go to the dinner.
That's exactly right.
Gets to come back.
That's exactly why
he got a membership.
Care, right? Yep. By the way, we have Hideki Matsuyama.
Another player.
Two under par.
Right? But his round yesterday, was it bogey free? 4 under? It's incredible.
That's hard to do.
Yesterday, shot a 66. That ties the lowest round. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Cantlay and Rory had a 65 on the first day. But, yes, bogey free yesterday. Four
That's
birdies.
Something. That's
Scores
something.
Were higher yesterday, it seemed like, too. Yesterday seemed harder than Thursday, in my mind.
Yeah, that's why that's so impressive to me to be.
It's going
to
be harder today, too.
Under par. And so ball striking, Hideki Matsuyama is a ball striker, not the world's greatest putter. He's good, but he's just, you know, that's the thing. When we look at these players and say, he's not the best putter, like, we're talking
tour-level putter still.
Yes, exactly, right? We're talking, like, 0.23.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's bad. He's still way better than all us. He's just not as good as the best putters
correct.
On tour.
Correct. Yeah. And when you're watching the coverage this weekend, and you're like, man, that didn't even get close to the hole there. Hold off.
I mean, he's one of the best players in the
exactly.
world still. Yes.
Chances of there being a back-to-back this week with Wyndham Clark still there, but he's at +4. Clark, Kevin, has not had the year that he would have wanted after having a very impressive 2023.
Well, so this is what happens often with players. They put so much focus on something, right?
They point toward an event, right?
Is that what you mean? He revamped everything.
Oh.
And put all this work into fitness, he changed his clothing to fit to help his swing. He changed his swing, you know, just tore away all this extra stuff and just focused on this and had a great year. And he had a great play. You know, that putt at the Players still on the 72nd hole, right, that popped out of the cup. Like, I'm with him. How did that not go in, right? I
mean, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he hit a great putt. It's falling into the hole. And somebody, you know, hit the button and popped it. No, there's no button. But
hey,
I'm saying
don't start a rumor.
No kidding, right? But somehow it didn't drop. And then since then, he hasn't been the same player. So I don't know if there is some scar tissue from that. I can't imagine a player of his caliber, but he just hasn't been the same.
You know, it's such a razor-thin margin at that level, obviously. Kev, you see it every week.
Yeah.
Between, if you're sitting on the range, can you tell who the best player in the world is? No,
but my guess is it's, you know, the edge, right? He had the edge going for him, and that putt pops out, and he loses the edge?
Yeah.
Right? It's possible.
Yeah, it could break your spirit. You know, I fought so hard.
Yes.
I hit the putt I wanted to hit. I hit it perfect, and it doesn't go in. So then there's that collapse afterwards, and then maybe it's hard to get back up, or then you have hit a couple bad shots, and things start going the other way,
yeah.
and your confidence goes. It's such a mental game at that level.
Leads a tour in driving distance.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, average driving distance.
Wow.
And so they measure it on a couple holes.
I was
like, it's not every hole. It's like a two-hole average.
Don't they do one downwind, one back?
Yeah, yeah.
Most players hit driver.
One front back, whatever, and again, average driving distance. So that accounts for, you know, you might hit 3 wood off the tee, whatever, but it's yep. Wyndham Clark.
I didn't know that.
Yep. +4, Clark is going to the weekend. Scheffler +5, as we mentioned. One player that won't play the weekend is Tiger Woods. When we take a break here, when we come back, we'll get some thoughts on Tiger coming up.
And we're going to draw the winner of our Fit for Father's Day, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. So the winning name is going to win a driver fitting and the driver from our friends at Woods to Wedges. We're going to get one of your fellow members.
Donna's here playing.
Donna from Woods to Wedges.
It was good to see her.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's here playing today. Member, Pendleton Creek Golf Club.
We'll get somebody, a guest person, to pull the winning name out of the.
All right. We'll get that coming up next. So our Father's Day Michelob Ultra giveaway coming up. Also our thoughts on Tiger on just missing the cut here as we talk a lot about the U.S. Open. Live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green. We're with you till 9 a.m. right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands,
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's one of those things where in order to win a golf tournament, you have to make the cut. I can't win the tournament from where I'm at. Certainly is frustrating. I thought I played well enough to be up there in contention. It just didn't work out. As far as my last Open Championship or U.S. Open Championship, I don't know what that is. It may or may not be.
All right, Tiger Woods there. Not happy that he didn't make the cut. Plus seven, just missed it by a couple of shots. We'll have more thoughts coming up on Tiger and his future and how he played in just one moment. We welcome you back, Tee to Green, live here at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Kevin, it's Father's Day weekend, yes. And it's time for our Father's Day Mick Ultra giveaway.
Yes, this is a Get Fit for Father's Day, courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra. We're going to video this for our auditors, Deloitte and Touche, or whomever.
We pay a lot for them. We better. Yeah.
It's like, right. It's like the guys who come out in the bad suit at the Academy Awards with the briefcase. Yeah, we've audited this thing. All right, we love you, auditors, by the way. All right, anyhow, so everybody who entered, who scanned the QR code and had a qualifying entry, if you didn't put a name right down there, it didn't qualify. Anyways, no purchase necessary, but here's what's going to happen. And we have Donna here from Woods to Wedges. She's going to pull the name for us, and that person is going to win a fitting, and then the driver they get fit for. So go ahead, Donna, reach in there. Shake them up a little bit. Pull out a name.
Good all job, right. Evan. We got the drum roll going.
I love it. All right, here we go. All right, the winning name.
All right.
Connor O'Neill is the winner. Connor O'Neill has won a driver, so we will get in touch with Connor, and we'll set him up with Donna and everybody over at Woods to Wedges. Congratulations,
hey,
Connor.
Gets a nice track right, man fitting.
Thank you, Donna.
It's amazing.
Appreciate it. All right.
Yeah,
Connor's
thanks,
Donna. Gonna head over to Woods to Wedges.
Why don't we put Donna on headset? Can we put her on headset?
She didn't
want to
be.
Come on. Let's get Donna on real quick.
All right.
Come on, Donna. It's only been how many years? How long have I known Donna? Way too long, Donna.
All right. Let's.
Older than we'd like to admit.
That's right. Yeah, we've known each other. Yeah. I knew when you had the store on Main and Sheridan.
Well, I'd like to say that this is our 50th year.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Wow.
Thank you. I'd like to think we've done something right. A lot of credit to the staff I've had through the years. They do a great job, lessons, fittings, the whole nine yards.
I always say I've been golfing for 45 years or whatever it is, and no one's ever touched my clubs but Donna. Yeah, there's no one I trust fixing any gear except Donna.
Well, Donna, you do great work. Obviously, you know, we talk about Woods to Wedges often. Pat Phillips, PGA Pro over there, we've had him on monthly to just talk about some of the great things to get your game better, including equipment. But for 50 years, you obviously have treated people well. So thank you for everything you've done for golf in Western New York and inspired everybody that's playing with their equipment to go out there and feeling good about playing.
Yeah, and we appreciate all our customers and all the support through the years. One of our mottos is that we're not there just to sell you stuff, but to really help you with your game.
And you've done a great job, I know, with
and
my
Donna
son.
And Donna can play, too. That's the other thing.
Donna's going to go win
Donna's
this
gonna thing. Donna's going to win this thing.
She's in the member
What hole are you starting at, Donna?
Hole number one.
Perfect. Oh, wow, he must be a big deal around here.
No, just treat the pro shop staff right.
Oh, perfect. Smart. Hole number one is not an easy
It might be tough here.
Nope, so I'm not sure that was a plus.
Donna, real quick, there may be some folks out there who are like, should I get this club fixed? Because you do repair clubs.
We do.
All right. They should just bring it in, right? You can let them know.
The best way is to bring it in. We'll take a look at it. We'll see how old the equipment is, you know, how often you play, what your goals are, and then we'll give you, you know, your options, and you can decide what's most affordable for you.
All right, final thing, and then I'll let you go for your final prep. It could be breakfast. I'm not sure.
It's breakfast.
Okay, all right. I'll let you go for breakfast. How old, so there's people out there, this is one of the great reasons we're giving away a driver, there's some people playing old drivers. How far out are they obsolete? Like, how old, if someone has a five-year-old driver, they still okay? Like, give me a ballpark.
Yeah, usually about every 3 to 5 years, we can probably find you a change. If you come in with a driver from last year, unless it was so totally ill-fit to you, we're probably not going to find a lot of improvements. But we find when we get to that 3 to 5 year range, then we can usually find you some nice improvements.
Yeah, awesome. The technology gets a little bit better and better. One quick question I have is, I see a lot of people putting the large grips on, and when they have regular size hands, just because they feel good.
You're talking about on regular clubs.
On regular clubs, yeah.
I mean, I personally believe that grips are more about personal feel, so if that grip feels better for you. One caveat to that is a larger grip may slow down your hands, so if you're a big slicer of the ball, you might not want to go too big, but
add a little
more
taper.
Importantly, if it feels good, that's what's most important.
Right, I'll defer to you on that. All right, you put on more grips than I have, that's for sure.
She changes them out, lickety split. We did a video. She changed out a putter.
Did you see how many views that got?
It's quarter of a million or more now. It's incredible.
Literally, incredible. Yeah, quarter of a million views.
Donna was the star of the show there. Yeah, so
that's why she starts on one.
My 14-year-old has commandeered that putter.
That's about one view for every grip I put on in 50 years.
Good point. Donna, thank you for your support.
All right, we appreciate you guys, too.
We love being partners with you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
We'll see you. Have fun today, Donna. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Fun. She's going to win. Winning's fun. Winners win.
I agree.
That's why Donna's going to win.
All right.
She's the best golfer we've had on the show today.
That's true. Dylan would agree.
All right. That's awesome. So, thank you, Donna.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Donna.
I'll get this information to you. I'll reach out to the person, our winner, Connor O'Neill.
Connor O'Neill, congratulations. Happy Father's Day weekend to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice gift.
You've got a nice gift courtesy of Mick Ultra, and then you're going to go over to Woods to Wedges to see Donna and Pat Phillips and the crew there. And get yourself set.
We're surrounded by golfers right now.
Yes.
They're getting ready for their event. There's tons of carts. Everybody's having breakfast. The sun's shining. Yeah.
Remember, I know you were talking with Dylan before, and Don, the PGA Pro in you, the juices are flowing, right?
I'm watching people check out their scorecards, and then my dot's right. Who'd I get paired with? All that stuff. Yeah, scoreboards, score sheets, proximities, everything they have to do to get the event set, and then there's always someone who can't make it, so there's a last-minute pairing change, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. All right, well, we heard from Tiger there before we brought Donna in, and Tiger finishes +7. Probably, I was saying this just on the station these last few days, Kev, the setup for Tiger was about as good as he could have asked for. There's some factors he can't control, and that one is the weather, and he likes it to be warm so he can stay loose. The colder, not only the more layers, but the tighter his muscles get. The weather was in his favor. The second thing he can't control is the walk of the golf course. Well, it's about as flat as a walk as he's going to get in a major event. And also the last thing too, I'll throw this in here, maybe like 2.5, 3. The rough that you could tweak your back in or whatever. Well, it's obviously maybe not, you don't have the ankle high rough to hit out of either. So there's some factors that no matter how he's feeling or how he's coming in that he can't control that could go against him. And all three of those were in his favor. He gets off to that hot start. He actually was tied for the lead when he first started on Thursday morning after an early birdie. He ends up +7, 74, 73. His driver game was very good, but his short game just ultimately in the end cost him why he's not playing this weekend.
Well, here's the other thing he can't control because of his body is competing, right?
He can't compete enough to stay sharp.
Correct.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, the saw's a little dull, mm-hmm. like in the heat of competition.
He hasn't made a cut in the Open in a while. I forgot the stat, but I think it's been four or five, six tries. Last few tries, he hasn't made the cut. It's not conducive to him now. He is 48 years old.
Right. Yeah. With a fused back, a fused ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plays once a month. Issue, yep. Right. And he's an upper body player. Like he's hands.
He looks laboring out there too when you watch him. Yeah. It's almost painful to watch him walk around the golf course.
Yes. Yes, it is. He still drives the ball great. I mean, he was with Zalatoris and Fitzpatrick, and on most holes, when he hit it well, he was past them. So we know that portion of his game is good. I would say, in terms of control, he's as good as he's ever been in terms of being accurate with his driver. But
This is golf.
His short game isn't near what it used to be. He was the greatest putter in the history the world has ever seen by a mile. And he's not putting like that anymore. And even his pitching and chipping are adequate, but they're not Tiger-esque.
I think he's got to focus on the physical part.
And to get through, right?
Yes.
He can play.
This guy was the most mentally tough athlete, I think, that we've ever seen. He's talking about both pro sports. I mean, the mental edge you need to dominate the way he did, there's a physical part and there's a mental part. I think he is the most mentally tough athlete we've seen. And I think his mental toughness is distracted by the physical part right now, and he's using all that mental strength to get through the rounds.
Just to get through the pain and
fight through the pain.
How long does he take to get ready? I heard about his routine in the morning.
It's like hours.
Hours just to get his body moving enough to play. Most of us go to the tee, put two clubs together, make a few practice swings, and then we're off. Yeah, and he's got to go through a lot of machinations just to prepare himself. He is 48 years old.
Right.
He is playing once a month. You're right. He's the strongest. Was he more dominant than any athlete's ever been in any sport when he was on top of his game for 10 years? I would say. Diverse courses.
Arguably, yes, and you probably have to go to tennis.
Maybe,
Sampras, Federer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And
you could say Djokovic, you know.
But singly, he has been the best. For sure.
Yes.
Like, because, you know.
He's inspired all these other athletes to play golf and not other sports.
Right.
Like, why do we see these guys who are, flat belly chiseled playing golf? These are athletes that chose golf because of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He made it cool. And it made it a more athletic thing. And, like, athletes in other sports, injury has hampered his career. And you can argue some other things, but, you know, it wasn't all just a car accident injury. He had the back injury prior to 2014. Let's not forget, 2014 is when he first went down with the back at the Honda Classic third round at Jupiter, Florida. That's 10 years ago.
Plus, he blew out a knee.
Remember 2008 at Torrey Pines. He's going out there on one leg beating Rocco.
A broken leg.
In an epic playoff.
I mean, you can argue. So there's plenty of athletes in the NFL, in basketball, that have suffered major injuries and have not been the same since. Bo Jackson would have been the greatest athlete ever. And you could argue maybe he still is.
Mind, he is.
Right.
Yeah, but
it was a year and a half.
But his hip blew up and he was done.
Correct.
Yeah. And
he came back and played baseball but couldn't play football again. But he was the most dominant athlete ever.
Tiger mentioned there about what's next. Well, there was two parts of that comment there. One, he said, this, in terms of it being my last U.S. Open, his eligibility runs out in terms of
He was a special exception this year. He was already out
for this year. He'll get one for life, I would assume. I mean, there's other players with less cal. I mean, I saw one comparison. They said Ray Floyd got 7 of them.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think
Tiger Wood wants to play.
He's playing.
He's in.
Does he want to play if this is what it's going to be like? I think Tiger.
Great question.
Yeah. If I'm Tiger. He's done everything. If he's not going to make the cut or can't foresee himself competing.
He's already said, I'm not a ceremonial golfer.
No.
I'm not going to tee it up if I don't believe that I have a chance.
This is why he was most upset about. He thought because of how he was physically feeling that he had a chance this week, because of maybe some of those factors I mentioned, he thought maybe he had a better chance, and his short game let him down. It really did.
There are perfectly healthy players who don't have it right now. Justin Thomas, for one. Ricky Fowler, another one, right? I mean, these are perfectly healthy players, that you're like, where are these guys?
Yeah.
Well, I think that brings it back to what you said, is being the most mentally strong player. You think Tiger had his A game every week of the year for 10 years while he was kicking everybody's butt?
No,
but he found a way, if it was hitting a 2-iron off the tee or if it was getting up and down from the junk all week, he just always found a way to beat everybody.
Listen, I'll use a comparison for all our listeners here that, you know, you watch Josh Allen every week. You think he's on his A game every single week. It's nearly impossible, but he's such a great competitor that he finds a way, whether it be to run over three guys for a touchdown or, you know, to throw a laser down the field to give his team a chance to win. That's what winners do. Tiger is a winner. Put himself a chance to win.
And Tiger is the type of athlete Josh Allen is, too. He's that elite an athlete in his sport. In any sport, he'd be an elite athlete.
And worked at it. I mean, Allen came in with tools. Yep. He's worked at it. Tremendous. He's still working at it now. If you saw the reports minicamp, I'm working on his delivery a little bit to take a little pressure off.
Tiger missed the cuts then at plus seven, two off the cut line. Homa, Hovland, Canadian Open winner Robert McIntyre, all at plus six. They all miss it just by one. Justin Rose, a former U.S. Open winner, misses it at plus six. So there are some big names. Zalatoris, who played with Tiger, he won't play the weekend. He was plus eight. Fowler, plus eight. Jason Day, plus eight. So you have some big names here. Dustin Johnson, plus nine. And Justin Thomas, plus 11.
Right.
Probably the most disappointing and biggest name if you go all the way down the leaderboard. If you want to see one more name that's almost at the bottom, Phil Mickelson, plus 15.
Is Justin Thomas still a disappointment? Because I haven't seen anything from Justin in a while that makes me think that he would do anything this week.
Correct. Yeah, no, you're spot on.
Yeah, is it surprising? I don't think it's surprising. He's missing
cuts.
No,
I'm not surprised right now. No. It's very inconsistent. His skill set, his talent, his resume, that's why we're all surprised.
Right.
But if you look at recent play, it's not surprising. But you can say the same thing about Patrick Cantlay, right? Where's his recent play win?
But you put Tiger's brain in Justin Thomas's body right now, and it's a different story for Justin Thomas, I bet.
I agree with that.
Tiger was helping Justin Thomas on the range.
At the first round.
Yeah, I saw that on Thursday. Interesting. All right, we'll take a timeout here. One segment to go here. Tee to Green live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. When we come back here, we'll give you the rundown for the tee times and the leaders for today. We'll also look at what's going on in the LPGA Champions Tour report and get you set for round three here. Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Again, congratulations to our winner, Connor O'Neill.
And thanks to Donna for polling. She's got a big tent sale this weekend at Woodstock Wedges, so don't forget to swing by there for that.
Yeah, if you're looking for that Father's Day gift, tent sale, Woodstock Wedges by the Worley Golf Dome there on Worley Drive. All right, timeout. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Mietis, I'm Brian Colziel. More from Pendleton Creek Golf Club on Tee to Green after this on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
All right, welcome back. Tee to Green live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. It is a exciting day here. Member event. Dylan Hayes, the head golf professional in the background, making some announcements. You might hear that voice. But it is time for our PGA Tour Leaderboard check-in, and of course, the U.S. Open. Pinehurst, Ludwig Aubert is your leader. He is at 5 under par, 66-69. One-shot lead on Bryson DeChambeau. They'll be in the final group today at 335. Patrick Cantlay, Thomas Dietrich, one back. They're at 324 at minus four. Rory and Tony Finau, maybe the most popular group on the course today. They are both two back, minus three. They tee off at 313.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And last week's event was won by the Big Easy. Ernie Els wins the American Family Insurance Classic in a four-hole playoff over Steve Stricker.
And our LPGA Tour Report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. This is in Missouri, Belmont, Missouri, and it is Allie Ewing and Grace Kim share the lead at 11 under par. Two-shot lead over Nana Cortz Madsen and Naren Ann, who are 9 under par.
Excellent. All right, few minutes left here from Pendleton Creek here on Tee to Green. Hope you've enjoyed it throughout. If you've missed any of the show, our two-hour edition, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. We'll also tweet out the links. Make sure you're following us on social media at T2GBuffalo. You can get the link to sign up for the Duster Challenge there. Again, big thanks to Peter Gourmet this week stepping up. They'll be providing dinner for us there, but you can sign up. I also tweeted it out as well at Brian WGR if you want to get in. The 8th Annual Duster Putting Challenge, it'll be Friday, July 19th at Glen Oak. Want to mention this. How about yesterday? Did you see the drama at the end of the round with Francesco Molinari?
Yes, I did.
Plus 7, playing his final hole, which was hole 9.
Which is an awesome par 3, man.
Par 3, and he knew he had to get to plus 5, so he had to make a hole-in-1 to literally make the cut. And guess what he did, Kevin?
He made an ace.
He made an ace.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. Storybook stuff. To make the cut again the weekend. My alternate pick just made the cut, too. Shane Lowry. Remember last week we were talking about who your picks as other than Scheffler. So I
said Schauffele.
I went
still stick with that.
Yeah, that's good. I tried to go off chalk, and Shane Lowry just made the cut. Well, at least he made the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was Morikawa plus 4.
That's who I picked in the fantasy thing.
Yeah, I took DeChambeau in the fantasy thing, so that's working out very well. So let's look here at the weekend while we got a few minutes left here. I mean, who would you, if you were to say is the favorite at this moment, like, would you give it to Bryson? Is Aubert, because he's officially in front? Is Cantlay ready to get rid of, is Cantlay the answer to the best player without a major right now?
Yes, he is. Well, no, wait. Best resume without a major?
No, best current player on tour right now.
Because Aubert is.
I was going to say Aubert.
Yeah, Aubert is the best current player on tour without a major.
Yeah.
Then you've got Cantlay, Finau, Hovland
struggled
Finau,
this week.
Hovland, yeah, that group.
Yeah.
Who's in the driver's seat for this weekend? Yeah. Oh, boy, I really think it's DeChambeau.
I agree with you. I want Aubert or someone else, but I'm enjoying DeChambeau more. But he's got some experience in the majors, and he's used to being up there near the lead, and he's powerful and creative. His short game is outstanding.
So and then, you know, usually as if you're impartial, right, you root for the best story. Now, what's the best story?
Rory?
Is it Rory?
I think it is.
Is it Finau? Is it DeChambeau given what's going on in golf?
I think the best story, in my mind, it's Rory, 10-year drought, finally gets another major. He's super popular. I think that might be the best story.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. I think that probably is the best, biggest headline is if Rory wins at Pinehurst.
You want to throw in his off-the-course layer, too. I mean, that is something that I think you could say. I mean, obviously, positive news this week with him and his wife. We find out that they have, I guess, reconciled is the word or whatever. They've gotten over whatever issues that they had. So, I mean, off the course, maybe his mindset's in a little better of a spot. I'm sure stressful.
I'm sure he is, too.
Right?
Yes, that's a stress.
I mean, listen, anybody who's married, you've had some marital discourse, a disagreement about something, and it's thrown your day off, right? Well, you file divorce papers. Yeah, I mean, clearly. There's something. I mean, one, after it was done, but you know what? That's a win, right? What a great story for the family.
He probably doesn't care what he shoots because he's
probably not.
And so that might take some of the heat off him and let him play better.
Kevin, one quick nugget because I know you know these players better than anybody. Thomas Dietrich, Matthew Pavon, those are two guys that are right here, but maybe people don't know too much about them. Is there anything of note about those two?
So Pavon came over top 10 DP World Tour, that exemption, and he won at Torrey Pines, a major golf course to win there. So he certainly has the chops to go out there and win. And Dietrich, this is a guy played at University of Illinois. He's from Brussels. He's got game, but he's faltered on the weekends in some big moments, like some of the pressure got to him. So if I had to go between those two, I'd go Pavone over Dietrich.
Okay. Yeah. The rest of the names, probably people are, you know, we've talked about them, DeChambeau, Cantlay, McIlroy, Finau. And then how about just from the group that maybe aren't in these last three groups here today? You got Matsuyama -2, Tom Kim, a very popular player, -1, Tyrrell Hatton had some good quotes this week. He's like, the U.S. Open makes everybody mad at their own game and mad at themselves. He's like, it's an advantage for me. I'm used to playing like that.
Yes, exactly.
Great quote.
Did you see the other quote about him? He was asked about how much
his fines.
Yeah,
I saw that.
You'd be surprised. The guy's like, 100 grand. He's like, no, it's not even double digits.
Yeah, yeah. Which is shocking. Fines must be $20 or something on the PGA Tour.
I always loved interacting with Tyrrell Hatton. He's just he's funny.
He's genuine, right?
Genuine guy. Just awesome.
That is a great quote. I'm always this mad. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Real quick, when he won the Arnold Palmer, it was right before the players when they canceled, you know, 2020. So on Saturday, we used to do pre-round interviews. I'm on the range waiting for him. He comes over the bridge. You know, he gives me a shake, you know, pat on the shoulder or whatever. Sunday, the next day, it's like, didn't even want it. It was like, do I even get close to you? That's how quickly it changed.
COVID.
Yes, that's how quickly it changed overnight. It was incredible.
Yeah. Really, really interesting weekend shaping up here. Hey, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day weekend. We hope you have something fun planned and maybe some golf included as well.
All your kids out there, leave dad alone tomorrow about 4 to 6 p.m.
Actually, earlier.
3:30.
Get that back nine of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
3:35 for the leaders today.
So I'd say like probably 5 to 7.
I'm watching all 18. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it looks great. Pinehurst, looking forward to it. By the way, next year, if you want to go to the U.S. Open, it's driving distance. It's at Oakmont next year, about just a little over 3 hours to get there, a little north and east of Pittsburgh.
Maybe at
a
park. Tee to Green trip?
Could we have Tee to Green live at the U.S. Open next year? We could get
it
there.
We'll work on that.
We might be able to do that.
That's right. Kevin, is the helicopter in this shop still? Or
the
Tee to Green helicopter?
Skateboard is good.
The Tee to Green skateboard is good to go.
Pool, pond, helicopter, skateboard.
Yeah. Hey, want to thank everybody here at Pendleton Creek for their warm hospitality today. Dylan Hayes, Don Schneider, and everybody here, thank you for your support of the show and for coming on earlier.
By the way, real quick, they're going to do the national anthem before they send everybody off, which is awesome.
Yeah, you can hear the background noise. Yeah, they're getting everybody out on the tournament. Yeah. Here comes the national anthem.
That's awesome.
Love it.
I think that's really, really cool. Yeah.
We'll have to stand. So,
I think they're going to do it right now.
All
right,
we got to stand.
Say goodbye.
Good time for us to say goodbye. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst Studios. Member, national anthem coming your way here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. And we'll step aside. Enjoy the U.S. Open. Enjoy Father's Day weekend. And we'll talk to you next week. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club for the International Junior Masters right here on Tee to Green.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
All right, welcome back. Tee to Green, live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. It is a exciting day here. Member event. Dylan Hayes, the head golf professional in the background, making some announcements. You might hear that voice. But it is time for our PGA Tour Leaderboard check-in, and of course, the U.S. Open. Pinehurst, Ludvig Åberg is your leader. He is at 5 under par, 66-69, one-shot lead on Bryson DeChambeau. They'll be in the final group today at 335. Patrick Cantlay, Thomas Dietrich, one back. They're at 324 at minus 4. Rory and Tony Finau, maybe the most popular group on the course today. They are both two back, minus 3. They tee off at 313.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And last week's event was won by the Big Easy. Ernie Els wins the American Family Insurance Classic in a four-hole playoff over Steve Stricker.
And our LPGA Tour Report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. This is in Missouri, Belmont, Missouri, and it is Ellie Ewing and Grace Kim share the lead at 11 under par. Two-shot lead over Nana Courts, Madsen, and Naren Ann, who are 9 under par.
Excellent. All right, few minutes left here from Pendleton Creek here on Tee to Green. Hope you've enjoyed it throughout. If you've missed any of the show, our two-hour edition, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. We'll also tweet out the links. Make sure you're following us on social media at T2GBuffalo. You can get the link to sign up for the Duster Challenge there. Again, big thanks to Peter Gourmet this week stepping up. They'll be providing dinner for us there, but you can sign up. I also tweeted it out as well at Brian WGR if you want to get in. The 8th Annual Duster Putting Challenge. It'll be Friday, July 19th at Glen Oak. Want to mention this. How about yesterday? Did you see the drama at the end of the round with Francesco Molinari?
Yes, I did.
Plus 7, playing his final hole, which was hole 9.
Which is an awesome par 3, man.
Par 3, and he knew he had to get to plus 5, so he had to make a hole-in-1 to literally make the cut. And guess what he did, Kevin?
He made an ace.
He made an ace.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. Storybook stuff. To make the cut again the weekend. My alternate pick just made the cut, too. Shane Lowry. Remember last week we were talking about who your picks as other than Scheffler. So I
said Schauffele. I went stick with that.
Yeah, that's good. I tried to go off chalk, and Shane Lowry just made the cut. At least he made the cut.
Yeah.
Mine was Morikawa plus 4.
That's who I picked in the fantasy thing.
Yeah, I took DeChambeau in the fantasy thing. So that's working out very well. So let's look here at the weekend while we got a few minutes left here. I mean, who would you, if you were to say is the favorite at this moment, like, would you give it to Bryson? Is Åberg, because he's officially in front? Is Cantlay ready to get rid of, is Cantlay the answer to the best player without a major right now?
Yes, he is. Well, no, wait. Best resume without a major?
No, best current player on tour right now.
Åberg is.
I was going to say Åberg
also. Åberg is the best current player on tour without a major.
Yeah.
Then you've got Cantlay, Finau. Hovland
Cantlay, struggled
Finau,
this week.
Hovland, yeah, that group.
Yeah.
Who's in the driver's seat for this weekend? Yeah. Oh, boy, I really think it's DeChambeau.
I agree with you. I want Åberg or someone else, but I'm enjoying DeChambeau more. But he's got some experience in the majors, and he's used to being up there near the lead, and he's powerful, and and creative. His short game is outstanding.
So, and then, you know, usually as if you're impartial, right, you root for the best story. Now, what's the best story?
Rory.
Is it Rory?
I think it is.
Is it Finau? Is it DeChambeau, given what's going on in golf?
I think the best story, in my mind, it's Rory, 10-year drought, finally gets another major. He's super popular. I think that might be the best story.
I agree with you. I think that probably is the best, biggest headline is if Rory wins at Pinehurst.
You want to throw in his off-the-course layer, too. I mean, that is something that I think you could say. I mean, obviously, positive news this week with him and his wife. We find out that they have, I guess, reconciled is the word, or whatever. They've gotten over whatever issues that they had. So, I mean, off the course, maybe his mindset's in a little better of a spot. I'm sure extremely stressful.
I'm sure he is, too.
Right?
Yes, that's a stress.
I mean, listen, anybody who's married, you've had some marital discourse, a disagreement about something, and it's thrown your day off, right? Well, you file divorce papers. Yeah, I mean, clearly. There's something. I mean, one, after it was done, but you know what? That's a win, right? What a great story for the family.
Yeah. He probably doesn't care what he shoots because he's...
Probably not.
Yeah,
no.
And so that might take some of the heat off him and let him play better.
Kevin, one quick nugget because I know you know these players better than anybody. Thomas Dietrich, Matthew Pavon. Those are two guys that are right here, but maybe people don't know too much about them. Is there anything of note about those two?
Yeah. So Pavon came over top 10 DP World Tour, that exemption, and he won at Torrey Pines, a major golf course to win there. So he certainly has the chops to go out there and win. And Dietrich, this is a guy played at University of Illinois. He's from Brussels. He's got game, but he's faltered on the weekends in some big moments, like some of the pressure got to him. So if I had to go between those two, I'd go Pavon over Dietrich.
Okay. Yeah. The rest of the names, probably people are, you know, we've talked about them, DeChambeau, Cantlay, McIlroy, Finau. And then how about just from the group that maybe aren't in these last three groups here today? You got Matsuyama -2, Tom Kim, a very popular player, -1. Terrell Hatton had some good quotes this week. He's like, the U.S. Open makes everybody mad at their own game and mad at themselves. He's like, it's an advantage for me. I'm used to playing like that.
Yes, exactly.
Great quote.
Did you see the other quote about him? He was asked about how much
his fines.
Yeah,
I saw that.
You'd be surprised. The guy's like, 100 grand. He's like, no, it's not even double digits.
Yeah, which is shocking. Fines must be $20 or something on the PGA Tour.
I always loved interacting with Terrell Hatton. He's just he's funny.
He's genuine, right?
Genuine guy. Just awesome.
That is a great quote. I'm always this mad. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Real quick, when he won the Arnold Palmer, it was right before the players when they canceled Colt, 2020. So on Saturday, we used to do pre-round interviews. I'm on the range waiting for him. He comes over the bridge. You know, he gives me a shake, you know, pat on the shoulder or whatever. Sunday, the next day, it's like, didn't even want it. It was like, do I even get close to you? That's how quickly it changed.
COVID.
Yes, that's how quickly it changed overnight. It was incredible.
Yeah. Really, really interesting weekend shaping up here. Hey, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day weekend. We hope you have something fun planned and maybe some golf included as well. As
all
we said,
your kids out there, leave dad alone tomorrow about 4 to 6 p.m.
Actually, earlier.
3:30.
Get that back nine of the U.S. Open in.
Yeah.
3:35 for the leaders today.
So I'd say like probably 5 to 7.
I'm watching all 18. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it looks great. Pinehurst, looking forward to it. By the way, next year, if you want to go to the U.S. Open, it's driving distance. It's at Oakmont next year, but just a little over 3 hours to get there, a little north and east of Pittsburgh.
Maybe at a park.
Tee to green trip?
Could we have Tee to green live at the U.S. Open next year? We could get it
there. We'll work on that.
We might be able to do that.
That's right. Kevin, is the helicopter in this shop still?
The Tee to green helicopter? Skateboard is good.
The Tee to green skateboard is good to go.
Pool, pond, helicopter, skateboard.
Yeah. Hey, want to thank everybody here at Pendleton Creek for their warm hospitality today. Dylan Hayes, Don Schneider, and everybody here, thank you for your support of the show and for coming on earlier.
By the way, real quick, they're going to do the national anthem before they send everybody off, which is awesome.
Yeah, you can hear the background noise. Yeah, they're getting everybody out of the tournament. Here comes the national anthem.
That's awesome.
Love it.
I think that's really, really cool. Yeah.
We'll have to stand. So,
I think they're going to do it right now.
Right, so we got
to
stand.
Say goodbye.
Good time for us to say goodbye. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. Member, national anthem coming your way here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club, and we'll step aside. Enjoy the U.S. Open, enjoy Father's Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club for the International Junior Masters right here on Tee to Green.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.